Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, happy Thursday on the Brett Mega Show. It's just Brett and his good old carpool buddy AB over the
year. Yeah.
So, if you missed it on the show yesterday, my car got broken into at work during the middle of the show at like 8 o'clock in the morning, which is crazy. So I came out and my back window, back or rear window, driver's side was smashed in. And nothing was taken out of it. They just attempted to steal it and like pulled all the wiring out and things like that. And I'm trying to figure out that out. So I don't have a car because the second car that we have, my wife needs to take my kids to school. So AB just moved. You live so close to
me. It was literally a 3-minute drive.
3-minute drive. So yes. She had to pick me up and take me to school. Like I felt like I was waiting for my mom to pick me up.
That's super convenient, though, yeah. That you just moved in so close.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you for picking a place near my house to live. And
it was very
like
intentional.
Yeah. Thank you.
You felt like this day was going to come.
You knew it was going to happen. And just in case it did happen, you were prepared. So I really do appreciate that. Yes, we're carpool buddies.
Don't you almost wish that they did take some stuff? Like, if they're going to break into your car, take some stuff at least.
Yeah, like do something with it. Like the,
right.
Yeah, I was like so...
Brett said he wish he would have just took all of it.
Just steal the whole thing. Yeah. You know, just like,
does it feel dirty now?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, it does really feels destroyed a little bit.
He
like
can't
wires
drive
are
it.
Hanging.
He's not
even in wires it. Are hanging everywhere. Yeah. The windows are smashed out. There's glass everywhere. When I was able to drive it to get it home, I was able to start it actually, even though the like... You know, the ignition is, like, dangling, so you have to, like, put it in as it dangles. And the glass, like, flies everywhere on the highway as you're driving, so you're just getting hit with shards of glass. It's awesome. It's so much fun. It's like a roller coaster. And then I think getting picked up from school from my, like, you know, my mom over here is the most ridiculous thing ever. I was just sitting here waiting, you know, just waiting for the carpool pickup, like, waiting for anything.
I got nervous I was going to forget to pick you up. Just leave
me
you
too.
There.
Wouldn't that have been something?
Yeah. That would have been interesting.
And then I like literally, you know, I get in the car and I'm like, oh, thanks for picking me up. Don't say a word. AB's not a talker in the morning. So you know, we had like a silent car.
Brett was like sending me selfies being like, I'm ready to be picked up. I'm like, you're way too chipper for this early in the morning.
Yeah, so I like opened up the door and it was like, this is a silent car ride. It's like, I would have rather driven with a guy who stole my car.
Right. Ask him for your pickup.
Yeah. Yeah, like, hey, bro, could you steal another car? Because I need a ride.
Right. Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell him the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I thought this was a cool story. Two women, Brenda and Emily, they were writing back and forth to each other. I guess in middle school, sometimes you're assigned a pen pal. I never was. I know some people that were.
I know that there was like conversations about if you can connect with other people from different cultures or different parts of the country or different parts of the world, you can do that. And so some classrooms do that so they can... kids can feel like there's somebody else going through what they're going through in different cultures and you learn about it. I know that there are classrooms that do that, but we didn't do that either. Yeah.
Yeah. What we did was we wrote kids in an upper grade. Like upper I taught grade, second graders and they wrote like fifth graders and the fifth graders wrote to the second graders. That's
cool. So this one, they started doing pen pals to learn how to write in cursive in, I guess it was third grade. And so all these years later, they kept writing to each other.
They stuck with it. Wow.
And they never, ever met in person. This started 60 years ago.
No way. That's crazy.
60 years. 6D. And I saw this. I was like, that's unbelievable. It's hard to keep up not only a pen pal friendship, but a friendship in general.
Like a brother. I'm like, I've been meaning to call my brother back for 3 days.
Yep. So, so unfortunately, Emily was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. But with that being said, her husband surprised her, reached out to Brenda, and Brenda and Emily met in person for the very first time.
That's cool. Stop.
And the video was adorable. It's these two just cute older women, and they're just like they hug, and it's just the cutest thing ever.
It's awesome. It's like sometimes those things that like you know everybody does means so little to most people that can mean a lot to people. Like when I wear the American Heart Association band, I feel like everyone wore like a Live Strong band at one point or handed out those bands. Mm-hmm. But I got one for my wife's family, and I never take it off. And sometimes you get like a pen pal, and everyone writes it, and then they graduate from second grade or third grade, and then they never keep it. But they keep that going for 60 years.
Kept it going, and they would like share stories of their lives with each other. It's just crazy that you know they had the ability to connect through letters.
It wasn't just an assignment to them.
It was not just an assignment. Well, they understood the assignment, and they just kept the assignment going. But I just thought it was incredible.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Magus Show. When it comes to Christmas shopping and buying for people, who is the hardest person to shop for in your life?
I mean, without hesitation, my mother. It almost like...
Mom.
It stresses me out so bad to shop for her. For one, she always buys everything that she needs. B, she never asks for anything. And C, like when we ask, she'll be like, I just want all my kids to get along for Christmas, and she doesn't give like an actual gift.
Well, maybe you guys should start getting along for her.
Right, I know. Yeah, she is impossible to shop for. Or if you get her a gift card, she spends it on other people. She like won't use it for herself. So it's just impossible.
Kevin, who's the hardest person for you to shop for?
Sarah's difficult, but she's pretty convenient. She does like gift cards, and that's what makes it easy, you know.
Okay.
But I'd have to say now it's been Jackson. Jackson's gone through a phase where he doesn't like any clothes you buy him. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have to he's got to be in the store, pick it out himself, try it on, wear it around for a while, and then go, okay, this is fine. So it's like...
I remember there was a Christmas my mom bought like all of our clothes from Kohl's or whatever. My brother didn't like any of them. We wanted to return them all. I remember my mom was like so heartbroken and mad. I was like, I'll wear all this Kohl's stuff, whatever. You know, like, but my brother went through a stage where he had to wear like, I think it was probably like Abercrombie and Fitch was probably popular back then. You know, you had to wear it. And so I can't wear Kohl's. I got to wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Sure.
And so whatever. Alex, who's the hardest person for you to shop for?
Yeah, for me, no doubt it's my mom. I think, I think every gift that my brother and I have tried to get her over the years, actually, I specifically remember the last gift we actually tried to get her that wasn't like a gift card, and it was like, I don't know, it was a year, probably 10 years ago. It was like a perfume that we thought would be nice. Well, that was the last time we tried to pick out it. She let us know that she didn't like it. It wasn't the right kind. And
it's funny.
And she took it back. So,
and she took it back.
Yeah. And
so now you just give her
a
gift card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or usually just take her to dinner now. Okay. I'd hate to put my mom on the spot, but that's what you get when you complain about your gifts all these years.
AB, who's the hardest person to shop for?
Mine's definitely my dad, because he just buys everything he wants. But I will say, this year I came up with the best idea ever, and I'm very excited.
He's listening right now.
I think he's probably listening.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate it, Dad. But your gift, we all know about it in the studio.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
It is awesome.
He's probably like, wow, I'm so pumped now.
Right, yeah.
For me, it's nobody probably, because my wife does all of our Christmas shopping. I literally don't have to like touch Christmas shopping. It is a mental load I don't have to worry about at all. But honestly, the person that she probably, I always bring this up, is any of the grandparents, but I think like even like my dad maybe even are the hardest person to like give a gift to, because we always get them something for like with the kids. So like it'll be like a picture of the kids in a frame, and I just feel like it's a weird gift to somebody. Like, yo, my gift is like your
my
gift.
Family.
Yeah, your yeah, gift right. is my kids. Like, yeah. duh. And I always tell like my wife that I'm like, we literally just hand people pictures of our kids. Like, this is a gift. You're welcome.
I was gonna say, I feel like your dad is the easiest person. I could list 10 things that I would buy your dad. Right now.
He does love everything. Like, he likes like painting stuff. Guy, but I just like we like this year we got him something with the kids. It's like a mm-hmm. you know, something with pictures and stuff like that. He's
easy.
Probably listening.
He's listening. Yeah.
Yeah, he's yeah. probably listening. But and I think he'll like really enjoy it, but I always think it's just so funny when they open it up and it's just like a picture of my kids and like, yeah, we had sex and had kids. You're welcome.
Oh my.
That's what I tell my wife. That's like literally what we give.
I
it's
don't
a gift.
Think that's what your dad's thinking.
No.
When
oh,
he
it's
opens
not?
It.
No,
no.
I hope not.
Oh, I thought maybe he thought, did think that.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hey, Dawn, how are you feeling today?
Pretty lucky.
Pretty lucky.
Lucky.
Like that. Feeling like a good lucky win. So, Dawn, you're going to go against Hannah, pop culture queen over here, pop culture showdown. Hannah's going to leave the room. Dawn, I'm going to ask you. Bye, Anna. We're going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. When she's out of the room, you could say whatever you want about her because she can't hear, and she can't hear the answers, okay?
All right.
What do you want to say about Hannah, Dawn?
She's sweet.
Oh, jeez. Good thing she can't hear us. That's what I was thinking. All right. First question. Ariana Grande was nominated for a Golden Globe. For what role in which movie?
Wicked.
Yes. This singer gifted people on tour with her with $197 million in bonuses to the people who worked for her on tour.
Taylor Swift.
Yes. Look at Dawn. Mufasa the King is hitting theaters. Who voices the original Mufasa?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
In The Lion King.
Oh.
An icon we lost this year.
Yes, unfortunately,
just so you know.
I can see his face, but I can't think of his name.
Then give me something else that he's in.
Or voiced.
Or voiced, maybe, and I'll count it out of respect for him and his iconic characters.
Man, I can't think of it.
Okay, no worries. Megan Fox, after just recently announcing her pregnancy, has broken up with her on-again, off-again boyfriend/fiancé. Who is that?
Isn't that Machine Gun Kelly?
Yes. Yep. And in A Christmas Vacation, what is the name of Chevy Chase's character?
I have no clue.
You don't know it? It's Clark Griswold. Yeah. All right. 3 out of 5. Got tripped up on a couple of iconic characters, Dawn, but you were really strong, especially with what was happening in the now.
Yes.
I feel like that's where your sweet spot was. Let's see how Hannah does. We'll bring her back in and see how she does in one song.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah entering the room. We gossiped about her. Dawn, do not tell her what you said about her when she left the room, okay?
What? You know I don't do good with stuff like that.
She said you're sweet.
That's nice. I don't know that I believe it.
No,
but...
Dawn, isn't it the truth?
It's the truth.
That's what she said about you. So Dawn answered 5 pop culture questions. We liked Dawn until she was really complimentary to Hannah. Hannah was outside the room. She couldn't hear the answers, and I'm going to ask Hannah the same question. She did 3 out of 5.
All right.
Dawn was strong when it came to like what was happening in the now. Like she could like jump in and hang with you in the Hollywood hashtag. Mm. But she missed a couple of iconic characters, just so you know that's coming your way. Ariana Grande was nominated for a Golden Globe for her role in which movie?
Wicked.
Wicked, that's right. This singer gifted people on tour with her $197 million in bonuses.
Miss Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Boss Lady Taylor Swift.
I know, $200 million in bonuses?
Wow.
That's because the tour made $2 or $3 billion or something like that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Mufasa the King is hitting theaters. Who voices the original Mufasa?
Ooh.
This is a question that Dawn got tripped up on.
I'm just going to say Tom Hanks because he voices over everything.
No.
Not Tom Hanks.
No. No.
The original Mufasa is played by the iconic
James Earl Jones.
What?
Darth Vader.
What? Darth Vader. That's
the
why
voice
I thought
of
I
would, CNN.
I would
he
have just
did
taken,
die recently.
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
I know that.
Dawn, I would have just taken Darth Vader as an answer just because he's also iconic for Darth.
I could see his face. I could see his face. I just could not think of his name.
I know. You were close.
That
I could
is a hard
it.
Name.
Yeah. James Earl Jones. He's iconic.
That's three names you got to remember.
Megan Fox, speaking of three names, Megan Fox after just
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes. Oh. Megan Fox recently announced after her pregnancy, broke up with her on again, off again boyfriend slash fiance. Who was it? Machine Gun Kelly. And in A Christmas Vacation, what is the name of Chevy Chase's character?
Clark Griswold.
Clark Griswold. Yeah. Hannah hangs in there, gets 4 out of 5. Dawn's 3 out of 5. Dang, Dawn, but you were fun, Dawn. You were awesome.
Thank you.
Despite being fun, you have to say this is Dawn and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Dawn and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending today. On the Brett Mega Show, for Keep It Moving, we read off some headlines and either we keep it moving, scroll right past that headline because the headline doesn't do it for us, just bores us, feel like it gives us enough info. Or Hannah will say, no, I need more details about that. That seems interesting. We put 2 minutes on the clock because we know you're busy. Like, why you should never buy your partner a Christmas gift. It has been proven.
What? Why?
You can't win. Psychological research. I've been saying this forever, guys, by the way. Psychological research says this is how gift giving works, especially when it comes to a significant other in your life. If you give them a good gift, you're expected because they're your partner. You love them. They expect you to have a good gift. If you give them a poor gift, it leads to people question if they really know you, if it's damaging to the relationship. And so you really get nothing out of the gift-giving experience, and then you just are just buying each other stuff. Hmm. Psychological research.
I can,
makes sense.
I guess.
You know what? I was
you get
not,
no credit for good gifts.
I
you
was
don't.
Not thinking that I would agree, but I kind of do because there's a lot of traps when it comes to gift giving.
Yep.
Oh, we're not going to get each other anything this year. And then if you don't, then you're in the doghouse. Or if they're like, you know what? I'll just take you shopping. And they think they don't know you. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of
and then you knock one out of the park and they're like, oh, that was really sweet. But like you're supposed to because you love me.
You don't get the reaction that you really would like.
Yep. So proven. Holidays lead to headaches.
No further explanation. Keep
I just bought a headache hat last night.
A headache hat?
Yeah.
What does it do?
It's like a compression thing.
Nice.
It's a real thing. Helps
like,
your headache.
It's like an X-Men hat thing that the guy wears.
Headache. Cerebro.
Headache man. Right. Humanoid robots can care for loved ones while you're away.
No.
You don't want the robots to take care of your loved ones? Okay, Grubhub released a report on delivery trends that they noticed in 2024.
You know what? I'm always curious on this because I feel like I never agree with what they say. They're like, oh, actually, we delivered nachos the most this year. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Chicken was nearly in 40% of all Grubhub restaurant orders. Some sort of chicken. Weirdest order they said they got was over a ton of cottage cheese ordered to customers. 2,000 pounds of cottage cheese because there was a big cottage cheese trend this year.
Did you say 2,000 pounds?
Yes, that's how much Grubhub and cottage cheese orders they took this year.
I respect that
order
heavily.
People love cottage cheese. Espresso jumped up because of Sprint Carner. Espresso jumped up like almost 110%.
Damn.
And Dr. Pepper was the most ordered soft drink. Yeah, there's some Grubhub facts for you.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Let's do the Mega Mind question of the day. 78% of people say doing this makes them feel like they have their life together.
I'm going to say that people who cook at home really feel like they have it all together. And I agree with them. They do. I'm not one of them.
During the holidays, no one feels like they got their life together. But 78% of people say if they do this, feel like their life put together, Kevin.
I think it's ironic, but I think it's putting together a will.
putting together a will.
Damn.
Hey, yeah.
Putting together a will.
They
huh?
got a plan. Yep. All right.
I think cleaning their home.
Cleaning their
like
home.
Like a deep cleaning of their own home.
When the place is deep clean, you feel like, whew, got my life together finally.
Yep. I'm going to say making your bed.
Having the bed made, yeah. All right? Close, but no one got it. When you do this, you just instantly feel like you got your life together. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
The answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. 78% of us say doing this makes us feel like we got our life together.
Emma texted in and said cleaning the house. Teacher Ashley got even more specific and said putting your laundry away.
Yeah, that helps. You know, that does.
Dustin said getting a haircut. Mm-hmm. Drew says making your bed. The Meyer family says filling out your calendar. The musician family says getting dressed in real clothes.
That's funny.
Teacher Suzanne says exercising. Leanne says organizing your home.
Great answers, but no one's gotten it yet.
Nurse Terry says a clean car.
Boom. Nurse Terry.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Something I can't have, guys.
No. You don't even have a car anymore.
You don't even have a car since it got broken into, if you missed that. 78% of us said doing this makes us feel like we have our life together. When we get our car all cleaned out.
Absolutely.
Like, it does. You, for some reason, like, cleaning the house is one thing, but man, if you get the car clean and you're not just living in chaos, you're like, I'm good. I got my life together.
Best feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Mega Minds.
What's the rule on secret recipes? Do you have to give it up to family? 314-531-9898. Saw this on social media, and I'm going to summarize it. Some of the words are not mine, just so everyone knows. But this person wrote on social media saying, my sister-in-law is such a bee. God, not my words. My husband really wants this secret recipe, and she's not going to be at Christmas this year to make it. So I clearly asked her, reached out to her, and she said, no, it's a family recipe, and I'm not going to be there. I'm the one who makes it. You can't have my secret recipe.
Mm. Whoa.
And she's like, that's so messed up. That's what my husband loves to eat this. Their family loves to eat it, but she's not going to be there this year. Should she just give up the secret recipe?
Well, it's still in the family because that's, I'm assuming that's her husband's
sounds
sister.
Sounds like there's a deeper rooted issue here.
So I did scroll through the comments and there was, she did respond. She's like, my mom gave it to me. My brother doesn't know it. And I keep the recipe. I'm not going to pass it along. And they started to get back and forth. I love Facebook. But they got mad. And so mom gave it to the daughter. Mom, the daughter, being passed down the recipe. She's not going to be at Christmas this year. Don't know why. And so they either don't eat it or she has to pass it along to her brother's wife. 314-531-9898. Whose side are you on? Are you on the sister-in-law's side or are you on... you know, the sister side.
Mm. I'm in camp in-law. I don't really think it's that deep. Mm-mm. Like, I really don't. Like, if this sister is so proud to make this dish every year and everything, that's fine. But for 1 year, whatever, just give up the recipe. It's never going to be the same having someone else make it anyway.
Even if they have the recipe?
Right. Like, if it's your dish, claim it. Everybody will know, like, okay, these cheesy potatoes are
They didn't say what the dish is, which I thought was interesting.
Right. But like, it's really never that deep. And honestly, when people really ask for recipes anyway, you probably won't even make it. Like, it's fine.
Right.
It's
she's going to ask
that,
it, yeah. Say she's going to make it for her husband and
no
then get too busy.
No one likes a gatekeeper. Like,
so you think
just
she should just
give
it up
the recipe? It really isn't that
I don't know.
Deep.
Is their last name Sanders? Is this like the original recipe for the
oh,
chicken?
Like the KFC? Okay.
For KFC?
My grandma was kind of like this, I think, because so they... I'll tell you, they spent a whole Christmas trying to figure out her recipe because she never wrote down anything. And she would make these things for the family all the time, and there's no recipes for it. And my dad literally spent like 5 Christmases in a row trying to figure out her recipe for her nut horns because they weren't passed down from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. And he kept trying and trying. He thinks he's recreated it, but I don't feel like everyone believes it. But I do feel like I come from a family where someone gatekeeped the recipe and people like, this is what people do. And there's a level of understanding, like, grandma made this. This is mama's home cooking. And what if the sister, you know, like, the sister-in-law isn't, like, in the family, and it does get passed down from generation to generation. Like, if this was a
Who
necklace.
Who cares?
Or,
if it's good food, everybody should
what
be
What if
yeah,
it was
like
a diamond ring? She should just give up the diamond ring?
It's not a physical thing. I can make it. You can make it. Hannah can make it.
I don't know.
Yeah, and it won't taste exactly the same.
I do agree with that. It's never going to be the same. Right. So what the hell does it matter?
And if you're that possessive of it, withhold one of the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Oh, don't be that person. That is ridiculous.
So this is a truth.
You want everybody to suffer?
But you can tell it when it like that person doesn't make it. There is just a little something
mentally.
That's
off. We needed salt.
Funniest thing about the withholding of ingredients. So my mom made the best pulled pork you've ever had in your life. Like literally the best pulled pork. People would just gobble it up when they ate it. Like straight out of the pan. Like secret recipe. And my wife, we've been together since high school. My wife's never had it. For whatever reason, either maybe like my mom started to get sick or she wasn't in town because we were long distance for like 8 years. So whenever my mom made the pulled pork, my mom died and my wife never got to try her pulled pork. One of the last conversations the two of them ever had, as I said, my mom was like, had dementia, was barely like cognitive. And I go, Mom, Katie's never had your pulled pork. And she said, oh, that makes me sad, Katie. I love you. You should eat my pulled pork. And I go, well, can you tell her the recipe so she can one day make it? And so my mom starts telling her the recipe. And my dad comes in the room and goes, you forgot an ingredient. And my mom just starts laughing like
she
to herself.
Knew.
Yes. And I go, did you forget it on purpose? And she said, yes.
She wanted it to die with her? Like, she wanted no one to make it ever again?
That's
she had
dedication.
Dementia.
Wow.
She had dementia, and she literally was doing this.
Oh, my God.
And Katie and I still laugh to this day. Like, my mom was...
She knew what she was doing.
She was holding that ingredient. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what she did what Kevin did. She was like, I won't tell everyone all the ingredients.
That is ultimate level of petty.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I was like, Mom, this... My dad goes, you're forgetting something. And it was so funny. We still laugh about it to this day. Wow. So when it comes to secret recipes, how secret are they? 314-531-9898. Do you think the sister-in-law should just give her the recipe so she can have it, so her brother could have it on Christmas? Machine Gun Kelly's singing about his life right now since he cheated on Megan Fox. Lonely Road. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. And that's how this sister-in-law feels. She's got a lonely road too, with only one knowing this family secret recipe. I saw these people arguing on Facebook, and during the holidays, people just love to argue on Facebook. It's the best. Said, hey, my sister-in-law's the bee. That's what they said. She said, I asked, she can't be at Christmas, so I asked her for her secret family secret recipe because my husband wants to eat this for Christmas. This is their family's recipe. I said, I'll make it for my husband so he doesn't have to, so he can taste like home, taste his mom's cooking on Christmas. And my sister-in-law said, no, my mom passed it down to me. Like, I'm not giving up the recipe. I'm not going to be there for Christmas. No one's eating it this year. She's the holder of, you know, their mom's secret recipe.
Right.
314-531-9898. Who's in the right?
Kate B. texted and kind of explained why a lot of people gatekeep. She said, in my experience, people gatekeep because there's things in it they don't want other people to know about. Like, for example, using Bob Evans mashed potatoes and then adding some seasoning to quote unquote make it your own.
See that? Oh, I get that. Yeah, means, okay. That I love sense. That.
Carla, that's what happened to you. Like, you the... Someone wouldn't give it up, and it was just the back of the box was the secret recipe? Carla?
Yeah. We used to visit my great aunt all the time when we were growing up, and she made these amazing fudgy brownies. So, you know, give up the recipe. I found out in my teens, went over, visited her, and she asked if I would like to make the brownies. I'm like, sure. She always made these, from scratch, by memory. Well, turns out, recipe was on the back of the Baker's chocolate box.
I love that.
That was the big secret.
That's
recipe.
Literally something secret. I would do.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for the call.
So here for the drama.
Yeah. This kind of happened to me, too. When my wife and I finally moved in together, after, like, not being together for, like, the 8 years, I was like, I'm going to cook you a dinner, you know, because we finally lived together. And my wife likes cheesy potatoes. So I bought some from the store, and then I threw them in the pan and threw them in the oven. And my wife is like, man, these are the best cheesy potatoes I've ever had. I got some that night, guys. Got lucky. It's like, we were on one of those rare chances. And my wife told me, she's like, man, I think I hooked up with you tonight because of those cheesy potatoes. So I would randomly cook those cheesy potatoes till one day she was like, what is this box doing in the garbage? Like,
oh,
oh
my
dang
God.
It, I forgot to cover my oven.
Idaho potatoes, damn.
I was I went like three or four getting sums before I got busted. Yes. I was like, damn, yeah. There goes my streak for sure. Amber, do you think that they should give up the recipe?
Yes, I do.
Really?
My grandma passed away 3-4 years ago, and she only gave my sister certain recipes and gave me certain recipes. But I can guarantee you that if my sister wanted one of the ones that I have, I'd hand it off to her in a heartbeat because we're the only two that have them.
That's how the recipes get passed down.
Yeah, right. But that's how they survive.
In Facebook, you know, the Facebook drama's defense, she's saying maybe she has a daughter and she wants to pass it down and wants to go from family to family member because it has so much meaning to these people, these recipes. Joe, you chocolate pie was a big deal in your family. Do you think they should give up the secret recipe? What did your family do in the past?
Yeah, she ought to give up the recipe in its entirety. My grandmother made this chocolate pie, and my mom wanted it because we didn't go over there very often. And my grandma gave it to my mom. It never turned out right. Well, 50 years ago, you could call the Klieg Gas customer service, you know, how to make your stove work. Oh, you need help with a recipe? Grandma left out two things.
So, yeah, Grandma only would, to get Grandma's chocolate pie, you had to come to her house. She finally passed down the recipe and then purposely left stuff off the list after she passed away. Grandma took it to the grave. Respect that. Renee, you found a middle ground about how they should handle the sister-in-law not wanting to give up the family secret recipe, huh?
Yeah, I think the owner of the recipe, since she can't make Christmas, should make it and take it over there for them. Is she? And it's her brother.
That's the best middle ground, right?
Like before giving up the full recipe.
Exactly. I don't have to give up the recipe. I can't make it at Christmas. Here's whatever you're making, whether it's dessert or something that needs to be reheated.
It's just extra. Just give it up.
But that would be a nice thing to do. Right, exactly. I do like this idea. It's a win-win. Everybody gets what they want, and you don't have to give up the recipe.
And let's be honest, the brother who's in this is why we want him to eat it. If his wife makes it, it's not going to taste like mom's.
No, it's not.
And so now it's really going to get to taste like home for Christmas. He doesn't have to lie to his wife. Yeah, it tastes just like my sister's. We're really helping this guy out because he's going to have to lie to her.
I just can't believe the amount of people that are texting in saying, yeah, you should leave something out. Like, that people are so all crazy. In for the thrill.
People do get protective over recipes.
They are protective. We have full phone lines, and Texans are firing away on this. So the secret recipes around Christmas are real. Damn. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Fresh, hot off the press. Time Magazine just revealed their person of the year. We'll talk all about it in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Just broke that Donald Trump has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Now, before everybody, you know, shouts their feelings out, remember...
Because we know he's polarizing. Right. We do know it.
Remember that Time Magazine names this not in a good nor negative light. It really is just a way to see what basically consumed most of the year. Yes. So it's not like a political endorsement or anything like that. Obviously, 2024 was a major election year, and this election was nothing short of consuming and attention grabbing. So I think that this is completely fair for him to win. And also, like we talked about yesterday, Donald Trump made history this year. He made a huge political comeback after 2 impeachments, 4 indictments. He lost the 2020 election and then won terms later. He survived an assassination attack. He's the oldest person to ever assume presidency and the first convicted felon to be assumed in the presidency as
crazy.
Well.
What a crazy year this dude had.
Right.
Whether you like Trump or not, you can't deny that he consumed all of media.
Right.
Like last year, 2023, Taylor Swift won. You couldn't deny that Taylor Swift was the most talked about human in 2023. You can't deny that in 2024, Trump consumed all of media.
He did, absolutely. This also isn't Trump's first time winning Time Magazine title of Person of the Year. He won back in 2016 as well, which I also believe was a fair time for him to win because that's when he won presidency. Yeah. Trump is expected to celebrate this honor by ringing the opening bell in New York at the Stock Exchange this morning and unveiling the magazine cover. But I saw on the Today Show's Instagram the cover. I don't know if it was real or not, but it looked pretty legit. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
When you take our road, you're going to ride out of commercial free every single day. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
We've seen Selena Gomez in many eras, but never one like this. I'll tell you her new title in just 10 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Congratulations are in order for Miss Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco as they are now engaged. She shared the news on Instagram last night with a slew of pictures, starting with like a close-up picture of her engagement ring. And guys, I must say this is one of my all-time favorite celebrity rocks. Wow. It's a pear-shaped diamond. It's huge. It's gorgeous. And I also probably love it because of how happy Selena looks. In the other pictures, she is just like beaming with joy with Benny Blanco. It was so cute. There's pictures of them like hugging. There's also a picture of Selena like on like a blanket, like with a picnic with Taco Bell. It just looks so comfortable, and she seriously looks so happy. She captioned this post with all the pictures with "Forever Begins Now," and Benny commented on it and said, "Hey, wait, that's my wife." Although they've been together for like just under a year, they seem really happy, and that's all we could want for Selena.
I've met Benny Blanco. I don't think a lot of people know who he is. He's like a songwriter and producer. He's like just this interesting, casual looking guy.
Right.
Would be a nice way to put it. He's like big, curly, shaggy hair. He is not the most attractive human on the planet. And he's got Selena Gomez, like definitely the reacher in the relationship, but nice, one of the nicest people I've ever met in the industry. I interviewed him. He like was wearing slippers and a robe to this like red carpet interview. Right? So casual. And I'm like, this dude's a genius. Like he was like so goofy and off the wall, but the way he talked about music and how he would write it and how he would produce it, I'm like, wow, you like are really smart, but you seem like the like class clown. And I feel like she found her class clown, who's like this genuinely good dude. I really am happy for her because he's a good guy.
Whatever he's doing, it's working because she has seemed happy from the get-go. I mean, it took this relationship took the internet by storm. They're like, what? You were with Justin Bieber and now you're with Benny Blanco? But hey, it looks like it's working. But for real, someone does need to check on Justin Bieber. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
He actually produced Justin Bieber's Love Yourself, by the way. Yeah. That's Benny Blanco.
Yep.
Like, that's crazy. Like, I produced your ex-biggest hit, probably.
That's ironic.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you get the Mega Mind question of the day. I feel like the holidays bring a lot of stress. And I've been telling people I've been under a lot of stress with everything that's been happening with my home and my car getting broken into. A survey asked Americans to name their most stressful things in their lives. Number one was their mortgage payment. Got to make your bills, man.
Yep.
What was number two on that list? The most stressful thing in your life, Hannah?
I think another word that starts with an M, their marriage.
Marriage. Ooh. Bringing a lot of stress to their life. Kevin?
All right. I'll stay with the M theme. All right. Their mother.
Mother. Bringing the drama. Alex.
Flip the M upside down and say work.
Work. Good answer.
Yeah. I'm going to say kids.
Kids. Nobody got it correct.
Really?
What?
They just recently surveyed Americans that named the most stressful things in their lives. Number one was mortgage payment. Number two was what? That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right. We're all kind of feeling the stress in the studio. I feel like lately, especially me, basement got flooded. Car got broken into. It was attempted to be stolen. People be stressed out. So they surveyed Americans and named the most stressful thing in their lives is their mortgage payment. What was number two? We're trying to find that answer.
Out of the text line, the two biggest guesses were health, and then most of the people said politics.
Good answers. Actually, it's the holiday shopping right now.
Really?
Just trying to get all the stuff they needed done for the holidays was the number two answer for what's stressing them out right now, and it's the holidays. It is stressing people.
Well, and then you also add on it, like if you've got a December birthday, like me, my wife, and listener Connie.
Connie's birthday.
Yeah.
Connie's birthday, so shout out to happy birthday to
Connie. Stressful time for the family to buy a birthday gift for Connie.
Yeah, Connie, don't stress us out, okay?
Mega Mind.
Let's play a little Family Feud on the Brad Maga Show. I'm going to give you the top 10 best Christmas movies of all time. We are all in our Christmas movie era right now, where you just get to sit back and enjoy the holidays and watch some Christmas movies. So Entertainment Weekly came out with their list of top 10 best Christmas movies of all time. We're going to see if we can clear the board Family Feud style. So Hannah will answer, Alex will answer, Kevin and AB, and you get three X's. before you can clear the board, okay? Okay, so you guys are working together as a team.
Are these movie movies or are some of these Christmas specials?
Movie movies.
Kevin, what the hell?
Good That's question. A big thing, man.
That's a good question. Big thing. I will give you number 9 because I feel bad for you guys and I think you guys will never get it. Entertainment Weekly put The Year Without Santa Claus at number 9, and I thought you guys would never get
that's
that.
That's a Christmas special.
Yes. So that's why I gave it to you. All right. Everything else is going to be a movie.
I'm
movie.
Really confident that we
Christmas
can do this.
Christmas movie is the theme.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And Alex, who is Jewish, I hope you're locked right. in on yeah. Christmas
oh,
movies.
Right. Okay.
Oh, crap.
Well, Adam Sandler's I mean, Eight Crazy Nights is off the table.
Yeah. All right. Hannah, go ahead. You get to go first.
Okay. I'm going to start off with the obvious and say Elf.
Elf is on there and is number 4 on the board.
Ooh, nice.
So number 4 and 9 have been cleared. Alex.
I'll say Home Alone.
Home Alone, guys, surprisingly finished number 10. But yes, it
I was
is
afraid
on the
you were
going to
say it's not considered right. a Christmas
Oh,
movie.
I would have been so mad.
Oh my God, I cannot believe Home Alone usually finishes at the top of the list, and it's the highest grossing movie of all time for Christmas, but to finish at number 10.
I'll go for some of the harder ones so you guys get some of the easier ones.
Thank
How
you.
About Miracle on 34th Street?
Should be, Kevin. It's my favorite Christmas movie of all time. Did not make the top 10.
No way!
I know.
No
it's,
way!
It's
That's
a sham.
One.
It's ridiculous.
Two versions?
Both versions.
Come
do not.
On!
I know.
I appreciate
fired
it.
Up.
Me too. Appreciate
it
the
is
risk.
My favorite Christmas movie of all time.
Come on.
All right.
All right. AB. I'm going to say Frosty the Snowman.
Man, you guys have gone really risky, and it did not pay off. Frosty. Dang. 2 X's, Hannah. You cannot miss here. You guys have 7 spots still open, and no one's gotten 1, 2, or 3.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation. 3 X's in a row,
Whoa,
guys.
No that's, way.
Wait, that's not on there.
This wow. is horse
All right,
poop.
Okay. So let's.
Okay.
So I
guys,
know one of them.
I'll let you guys steal I and count it as too. A win. Who wants the answer for the steal?
I'll steal. Because I know what it is. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, that is the
number
1 answer.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go through the rest of them.
Okay, come on.
Santa no, Claus has to be on there.
Number 2, A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good one, too.
Would have been a good one, guys.
I mean, we were done. We were not done.
34th Street. Come on. How is that? Come on.
The Grinch?
The Grinch made it at number 5.
Okay.
Again, Christmas special. Are we talking about the movie that they released a couple years ago with Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's true. How the
Grinch
Stole Christmas.
Or are we talking about Jim Carrey?
1966
See,
version.
That's a special. That's not a movie. I got a beef with this Entertainment Weekly. All right. I got a beef.
I did say, okay, what else do you guys got? Anything else?
Okay, let's
Probably
go.
A Christmas special.
Santa
a Charlie
Claus,
Brown.
No?
No.
Yeah, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown Christmas
okay.
at number 3.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is up there now.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer they had at 11. Kevin, so
what?
Yeah,
Polar Express.
Polar Express did not make it. That movie's terrible.
Who made this list?
Hell? Yeah, this is crazy.
Love Actually.
All right.
And at number 6, The Muppets Christmas Carol at 8.
Okay.
So you guys could like that
Die
Christmas
Hard
Carol
on there.
No, and then Bad Santa actually is a
Bad
surprise.
Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, Bad Santa made it at number 7. So the top 10 Christmas movies of all time: It's a Wonderful Life, A Christmas Story, Charlie Brown Christmas, Elf, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Love Actually, Bad Santa, A Christmas Carol, The Year Without Santa, and Home Alone.
This list is rigged.
It is.
It wasn't that bad, actually. When you guys heard it back, you guys were like, oh, yeah, I guess we shouldn't have thrown out guesses for Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, come on.